You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. Chiefs wrapped up mandatory minicamp on Thursday. We will not hear from them again until they begin their 2022 training camp. We heard from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid as well as quarterback Patrick Mahomes. So we'll go in that order, starting with Andy Reid. After that, we will take a quick timeout. When we get back, you'll hear from Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Here's Andy Reid.
All right. You guys finished up today. Did a nice job. We had a little conditioning thing that they did today, and they did a nice job with it. And now they've got some time off, and then they'll be back and ready to hit camp. It looks like the team's in good shape now. It'll be important that they even ramp it up a little bit more for the long haul of the season. So anyways, with that, time's yours.
Is the conditioning test still the same? I mean, I think it was like 15 half gassers before. Has it changed over the years? Or
yeah, it's a little bit less than that now. Yeah, yeah. Not much, but it's a little bit. For you and I, it's a lot.
Huh? Coach, over the past month, you had the opportunity to take a really good look at Jerron Christian and Roderick Johnson. What are your impressions of them so far, and what's your expectations for them in training camp?
We'll see. We'll just see how everything goes. I'm looking that with all the new guys. Let's see how they handle the whole haul there. Listen, we're glad they're on board.
Right. On the roster itself, Jerick McKinnon, the decision to bring him back. What went behind that to bring him back, even with this crowded backfield?
Yeah. So you can't have enough running backs. I think. We know that, and in particular, experienced ones. So we felt like he still had juice left, which is important when you're dealing with veteran players, especially at that position. He's very intelligent. He's great in the pass game part of it, pickups and so on. And he's a good runner. So it's good to get him, and he's a very good leader. He brings that with him too. So it's good to have him back in the mix. I'll be competitive, though. I think Brett's done a real nice job. Even mentioned the guys you mentioned, just bringing in competition. And that'll help us down the road become even a better football team.
Andy, Ronald had mentioned that the guys are still going to go down to Texas, potentially during the off time. I know they've done a lot of stuff here, but how do you feel that's progressing, just the togetherness of all these new guys coming together as you end camp here and meet up for St. Joe's?
Yeah, no, I think it's great. They handle it the right way, which is important. They obviously got work done, because when they came back, they they were in good shape, and they they also had the routes down, which helped. So I think as much time as they can get together, they do, and get ready for camp.
Since right now, Andy, from Patrick's standpoint, just watching him with the new guys, how might this feel to you watching him versus 2018, obviously as a first-time starter, and now it's 2019 coming back?
Yeah, well, you got to see the progress they made throughout the off-season program, and I liked what I saw. Do we still have room to grow? Absolutely. But further ahead than I had anticipated they would be at this point. I like the guys that we've brought in. They have a feel for space, and I always worry about that just a bit, but they did a nice job with it. This camp is all passing. Right? We don't run the ball, so it gives you a bit of an idea in the pass game what the guys are capable of, and I like that. I just think more reps. We just keep the reps up like we do during camp, and that addition will help us.
Coach, I know we've asked you this before, but just because we won't get you in for 5 weeks, things still progressing well when it comes to your conversations with Orlando and how that's going?
Yeah, so I'm not doing a whole lot of conversing with him, but Brett and his crew are. And so, you know, as long as they're talking, these things don't ever happen overnight. That's not how it works. So, but they'll work through it, and I know both sides will handle it the right way and come to a, you know, a spot there that's good for both Orlando and the team.
What does Frank Clark miss by not being here? I know he's a veteran, right? But what is he missing?
You have a new coach at that spot. So, I mean, if you had to pick one thing out, that would be it. He's a smart guy. He'll catch up on everything. He's normally in pretty good shape physically, so. He'll get back into the swing, and you know he's talked to people up here, so he knows what's going on.
There was a report he was excused.
He was excused
for the child.
Coach, Trent McDuffie left practice early the other day. Any concerns that he won't be or he will be ready for the start of camp?
Yeah, he'll be ready for camp. Yeah. Yeah.
Does the same go for Josh Gordon? We saw him.
Yeah, he'll be fine. Yeah, yeah, that one. That was. He came out on the better end of that, so, and that could have been. So.
Joshua Williams, no concern long-term there either?
I don't think so, no.
Also,
I think we'll, you know, for the most part, we'll have everybody back without getting into all the injuries. But
With Orlando, how would you just assess the way, obviously, he never played a full season at left tackle. How would you just assess this difference between week one and week 17 last year?
Yeah, so I thought he got better. Again, he's a young guy, so there's plenty of room to grow, and he's wired the right way to do that, you know, to attack that. And so I know he's been working out and doing the things he needs to do to get himself ready for camp. So, you know, but you know, he's a young guy that is new to the position, is on, you know, on the rise, I would hope, yeah.
I don't really want to ask you guys to sort of negotiate against yourselves here, but how key is he to what you guys are able to do?
Yeah, well, we had a good one there before with Fish, and so, you know, we did pretty good with him too. So, but he was a nice addition to the group, yeah.
It's also a big day for Kansas City sports, for the city in general, learning if they'll have World Cup games here. Being obviously part of the whole soccer scene as well, how big of a deal is that, or would it be to have that here in KC?
Yeah, no, that'd be great. I like soccer, believe it or not. I mean, I know I'm not built like a soccer player, but I wasn't built like a quarterback coach either, right? So, but I enjoy the sport. I have a ton of respect for those guys and the amount of work that goes into it, and. I know how fond the Hunt family is of soccer and how much it, you know, means to them. So, and then the city of Kansas City they love soccer too. So, we would definitely have a great turnout there. I know, great support.
With so many new faces in the offense at the skill positions like MBS and Juju, just how would you assess the foundation that you guys were able to build these past few weeks ahead of camp?
Yeah, I really like the way those two worked. They've got a nice connection. with Pat up to this point. I'll be curious to see how it gets when the, you know, when it's live bullets and all that stuff. So we'll see how that rolls, but I wouldn't expect anything much different than what I've been seeing. And the other guys too that have worked in there. You know, McColl has upped his game here and done a nice job. And our young kid, Scott, he mixed in there, has been good. So I like the mixture that we've got going.
You guys rotated a lot of cornerbacks this week, and some of that is obviously because of Rashad and Trent going through little things. But I just wonder, was there anybody in the cornerback group that sort of, you know, been a nice surprise, someone that you're sort of eager to see how they look in training camp?
I'm kind of collectively, I'm excited to see them. There's so many new faces right there. I'm excited to see them all. They all have a chance. So I think it'll be good competition there. I'm not saying anybody absolutely jumped out or fell apart. So I would just tell you that it's a pretty tight group, and we'll see how see how it goes when things get going.
Adam, maybe you talked about Sky Moore. He was obviously late to the practice just the last week or so. Did you learn anything about him in that short time you had him on the field?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, he looks strong. He looks, I mean, you see that, the way he's built physically. But that transfers. You see those 10 hands that he has. He catches everything. He's a good route runner. He's a smart kid. Seemed to pick it up well.
Andy, Chris Jones had mentioned yesterday about how that AFC Championship game sticks with him. Do you get that sense from some of the guys that are returning that's gotten a lot more motivated going into this season?
Yeah, I mentioned this to the guys before we left, just that after last season, I'm saying, was that if we all can look in the mirror and be accountable and not point the finger at the other guy, I think that becomes important in that type of situation. And we all could have done better. I know Chris took that to heart, and I think he explained that to you guys on what he said. So, and that's what makes you better. You just grow from that. You take that experience. That's another one for him, even as a veteran player. It's one more thing that he can grow from, and we all should have some of that.
Couple more guys. How much can you learn about Darian Kennard or George Karlaftis when you can't really hit yet, and how much more do you expect to learn once you actually get to St. James?
Yeah, listen, I mean, you can see George's motor. Kennard, you can see his athletic ability, feet. But we're not, you know, we pull off, right, on contact there. So it's, and then there's no run game. Everything's pass. So, but you see that there's talent there. But for the bigs, you got to get in, you got to get the pads on.
Coach, I hate to be the person to ask this again, but this podcast that Tyreek Hill dropped down, I'm assuming you either heard it or they told you some things that were said in there. Just your thoughts about anything that you heard in that podcast.
I love Tyreek. So, I mean, he's a good kid. We think the world of him.
Anything else? All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Go with the break, Coach.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up, guys? I'm Evan Turner, co-host of the Point Forward podcast, alongside Andre Iguodala. We got a special series out now, all about our favorite NBA cities, the greatest places to travel, the evolving cultures and cuisines, and some of our most memorable experiences while we were on the road during our many years in the NBA. We talk about Miami, Chicago, New York, and many more. Tune in to Courts and Culture, the Point Forward travel guide, sponsored by Hennessy. You can find it on Point Forward Feed on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
Patrick Ronald said you guys are going to get back together in Texas a little bit before training camp. Is that true?
Yeah, we'll have some guys down there. I mean, luckily enough, some of those guys already live in Texas, and we'll be working out, throwing. You don't want to do too much, obviously, going into training camp, but just trying to keep those things, keep everybody fresh, keep everybody working. So we'll have some dates down there, and I'm sure some guys will come through.
Just felt good to just be healthy, to not be going through a rehab. Just what do you feel like you gained most now that we're through the off-season program?
Yeah, I think just being in better shape, I think it would be the best thing. The best thing about it is whenever you come off an injury, I mean, you try to stay in shape, you try to ride the bike or do whatever you can, especially with the foot injury, but it's hard to kind of get that running in and to get that sprinting in. And I feel like now I'm at a better point than I was last year as far as explosiveness and conditioning-wise. So, definitely, that's helped out a lot, and hopefully I can keep that momentum going forward towards the season.
When you go into this part, you work very closely with your trainer, Bobby. Can you just describe some of the unique ways that he kind of facilitates your brand playing quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing he does is he watches film just kind of like I do or the coaches do, and he tries to put me in those positions that I was in during the last season. So if I get put in that position again, I can make those throws. And I think that's the biggest thing we do with medicine, with those medicine balls, with the weights, is we get myself in these awkward positions where I throw from and kind of strengthen those things so that when my body does get put in those positions, I can make the plays happen.
How much do some of the guys dread this conditioning test?
I mean, you can't tell. I'm still sweating right now. So it's – It's something that we know it's part of it. It's something you have to do to make sure your body's in the right spot. And I think it kind of keeps guys on their toes kind of in this all season break, knowing that when they get back for that training camp, we're going to have that conditioning test that first day. So I think more than anything, it's just kind of making sure that you stay on top of your game on the off season, those days when you don't want to work out, because you know you have to be ready for that first day of training camp.
Patrick, Chris Jones was in here talking about how he's still bothered by some of the plays he didn't make against the Bengals in the championship game. Are you in that place yourself, or are you over that, or how are you handling all that?
Yeah, I mean, he used it as some type of motivation. That second half I played, I didn't play really good football at all. Probably my worst playoff football I've probably played was the second half of that game. So just trying to use that as a learning thing, that whenever I'm struggling or the team's struggling, just find a way to get positive plays, because when you have a lead like that, you don't want to lose that lead. So we played such a great first half, even if we weren't getting what we wanted in that second half, I just have to be better at taking what's there and putting some type of points on the board to come away and get to the Super Bowl.
Surprised at all that Tyreek said some of the things he said?
I mean, I'm surprised a little, just because I feel like we love Tyreek here. We've always loved him. We still love him. I saw him out at Formula One in Miami and everything like that. But, I mean, I'm sure it had something to do with trying to get his podcast some stuff and get it rolling. But definitely, I still love Tyreek. He's a one-of-a-kind player. But as you know, in Coach Reed's offense, it takes the whole team. I mean, this offense was rolling before I got here. This offense was rolling when I was a young Cowboy fan watching the Eagles beat up on the Cowboys. So, I mean, it's an offense that's more than one player, and that includes myself.
Have you talked to him at all about it?
I haven't talked to him since the podcast came out. But, I mean, I talked to him in Formula One in Miami in May, and everything seemed fine. So it's something where I'm sure he's trying to show that he loves where he's at in Miami. He loves his teammates. But at the end of the day, man, it's just going out there and playing football, and you kind of let other people talk about who's the best and all that different type of stuff. You just want to go out there and win football games at the end of the day.
Patrick, not to belabor that point, but did you sense that bubbling up at all during the season, or is this kind of new information to you and heard on the podcast? Him wanting more of the ball more often, things like that.
Definitely new in a sense of how it's seen on the podcast, I guess. I mean, obviously, when you're the competitor that he is, I mean, that's the thing that I loved about Tyreek and I still love, is that he wants to win. And I feel like with the coverages that we were getting, defenses were really accounting for him. And so we got to go other places. But when he's a competitor like that, you want to have a chance to impact the game. So I know he wanted to get the ball as much as possible so he could help us win. It wasn't a selfish thing. It definitely, I didn't seem like we were winning football games, especially at the end of the season. So I didn't think he really kind of brought that to our attention. But now we just kind of move on and kind of we keep going with the guys that we have here, and we try to keep winning football games.
It looked like you got to go get some of the, you're going to have a lot of young guys in the secondary. It looked like you got to go some against Joshua Williams, Trent McDuffie, Brian Cook, and Cook got you once yesterday. Mm-hmm. So what do you notice from these rookies that are coming in, and how much do you think they can contribute?
I think the biggest thing is they got better, a lot better over the time of just the old phase two, phase three, and minicamp. And that's great to see, because there's a lot of young guys that are going to get called upon to make plays for us this season. And so you can tell as they got more comfortable with the defense. I mean, Spags has a very complex defense. That's why it's so good. So as they got more and more comfortable, they started getting better and better. So that's good to see, because with young guys especially, I mean, in every position, the more they know, they can just use their God-given ability, the better they play. And so you can tell they were learning more and more, and then they started playing better and better as the camp went on.
We know that Andy and Brett keep you in the loop with these things. Just how confident are you that Orlando is going to get worked out and he'll be there for training camp?
Yeah, I'm very confident just because I know Orlando. I was with him yesterday, actually. So, I mean, I hang out with him a lot. He loves football. He loves the Kansas City Chiefs. He loves being here in this organization. And so now it's just kind of the stuff that's always tough. That's the business side of this. I mean, all of us want to provide for our families in the long term and next generations. So I know he's trying to get that all handled. But as far as loving the Chiefs and loving football, there's not another person in this building that loves it as much as he does.
What were y'all doing yesterday,
Tom? Yeah, just hanging out. I mean, he has a young one too. That's about the same age as Sterling. So Brittany and his girl get along well, and they always hang out during the season. So I just kind of hung out with them a little bit then, and it wasn't about football. It was just kind of just getting the families together and seeing them and everything like that.
Patrick, it seems like in the practices we were able to see the ball, when you're at quarterback, the ball's going to MBS a lot. Mm-hmm. Are you ahead of schedule with him, maybe where you thought you'd be at this point?
Yeah, I think he's done a great job of learning the offense really fast and making plays when his number's been called. He's a smart guy, so you can see why he's able to pick up stuff so fast, and he has a good feel for everything. And especially there in the earlier part, we had a couple guys a little banged up, and he got a lot of reps and made a lot of plays. And then even when you kind of do that, when all the other guys come back, you have that confidence that he can make those plays. And so you saw a couple of them down the sideline where it was one-on-one, and I just threw it up and let him make a play, and he did. So that's a good thing to see, and hopefully it carries on in training camp and into the season.
Last two, Danny, obviously in Kansas City, from a soccer perspective, with your hands in two of the teams here, how big would it be to have the World Cup here?
Dude, it would be awesome. I mean, I was talking about it with Brittany yesterday. I'm going to be at like every one of those games that I can possibly be at if they do get them here. And I know Kansas City and how much they love soccer. I mean, you see it with Sporting and how they sell out almost every game. And then with the Current now in Sporting Stadium, they're bringing in these huge crowds. So you know that Kansas City loves that sport. And I think if we get that bid, we'll be selling out Arrowhead, Sporting, the Current Stadium whenever it gets built up. And it'll be a great experience, and I'll be at every single one of them.
Last thing, I got to ask about the Tyree. Does it bother you when people question your accuracy and maybe see you as more of a gunslinger? Does that still get to you at this point in your career, or you see past that?
It doesn't get to me at all. As long as we're winning football games and we're putting up points, I think I'm doing my job the right way. So it doesn't have to be, I guess, the best accuracy and the best completion percentage in the world. As long as we're scoring touchdowns and winning Super Bowls, I'll take it.
Let's end with Todd Palmer. Go ahead, Tom.
There was some news on Instagram a couple weeks ago. How excited are you for baby number two?
Oh, dude, I'm extremely excited. Gender reveal is coming up soon, so hopefully we get a boy. But I'll love him or her either way. It's gonna be awesome. Sterling's such an athlete already, and so she's so cool. She's so calm that I just know girl or boy is gonna be the wildest child ever. So hopefully Sterling teaches her or him the good ways, and we gonna have a nice household at the Mahomes household, and Brittany will have her hands full for sure.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, Patrick. Thanks, Patrick.